يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another segment of our program, The Gate of Knowledge. In previous segment, we talked about some of the characteristics and some of the clues and signs to know the pious ones through. We continue talking about some of the situations and the way pious ones act in those situations. There is a natural way of react, or let's say most of people in certain situations, they act in a certain way. But the pious people, they act in the way that virtue dictates. And it is the same thing that we follow, and in detail Imam talks about the same thing that Imam says, people of taqwa, they are the people of virtue. They are after virtues in different situations. Not that whatever that situation dictates, they submit themselves to it. Let me read this part, and then I elaborate on them one by one. They have eagerness in knowledge, in forbearance, moderation in riches, devotion in worship, gracefulness in starvation, endurance in hardship, desire for the lawful, pleasure in guidance, and hatred from greed. These are some of the clues and signs that you can detect the pious ones with. The first one that Imam talks about is many people seek knowledge, but they may become tired of seeking knowledge in certain level. But people of pious, they are eager to learn all the time. As you have heard, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said and ordered his followers to seek knowledge from cradle to grave. And that is the way and the characteristic and the sign that you can know pious ones. They are eager in learning and in knowledge, and also in learning they have forbearance. They are patient and they continue their activity for learning. Another thing is they are moderate at the time of richness. When they have money, when they are rich, they don't become arrogant. They don't use all the thing that they have, available things they have at hand, They do not use it just for their pleasure, but they are moderate. They use it in a moderate manner, and they let others also benefit from the property that they have. Many people, they are exposed to lavishly using their richness, and when they, at the time of richness come, when they are, they have a lot of money, they don't know how to use it, and they, in other words, they lose themselves. They don't know the value that they have is higher than the value of money and property. They lavishly use it. They don't give it to others. And the arrogance is created through richness. And they are exposed to arrogance. But the rich, pious ones, they are moderate in using their money and property. This is a clue and sign for them. The third thing here we talk about is devotion in worship. When they worship God, they devote themselves for worship. As Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, and the other sayings from the Prophet, they love worship. They devote themselves in worship. It is not a burden on them. Worship and the sermons or ceremonies, religious ceremonies for some people is a burden. But for people of piety, worship is a beloved thing that they devote themselves for. It is not because they bear hardship of worship. No, because they love God, because they enjoy worship and talking to God in their prayers. They love it and they devote themselves. When the time of prayers come, they feel happy, as the Prophet said to his companion Bilal, that Bilal, make me free of the ordinary activities and call for prayers. Azan, say the Azan and call for the prayers when the time of prayers came. Therefore, devotion in worship is one of the signs of the pious people. Another thing is, at the time of starvation, they are graceful. They tend to share whatever they have with other people and to be graceful and helpful to other people. It is selfishness is the thing that happened for people at the time of starvation. Every person is thinking of himself. But the pious ones, at the time of starvation, they are graceful to others. They are helpful to others. Another thing is endurance in hardship. In hardship and difficult times, some people, they lose their patience and forbearance. And they are broken. But the pious ones, because their high level of quality and personality, they overcome the situation and they don't let the hardship break them down. Therefore, they are endurance in hardship because of their attention to the one who has all powers and the one who controls everything, God. That's why they are endurant in hardship. Another thing is desire for the lawful. They have desire for lawful and they don't have desire for unlawful. The noteworthy point is here that sometimes you have desire for something, but you control yourself. But sometimes you don't have desire for unlawful. Therefore, you don't need to force yourself to quit it and control yourself. Control here is easier because there is no desire for unlawful. This is one of the signs of the pious ones, that they do not have desire for unlawful. They have educated themselves in a way, and they are grown in a way not to accept unlawful, and they are after the lawful ones. Of course, in Islam, if you count unlawful actions and lawful actions, always lawful actions are more than unlawful. Therefore, there is a space for lawful, and we have to regard the limitations. Therefore, another sign of the pious ones is to consider the lawful and to have only desire for lawful things. Pleasure in guidance and hatred from greed. These are two other characteristics and signs that you can determine the pious ones with. One is that when they are guided and they know they are on the way of guidance, they become happy and graceful of being on the way of guidance. Even in hard situations, it is narrated that the dear son of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, when they were going to the journey to Karbala, Imam said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," after he saw a dream that somebody says, these people go and death goes after them, follows them. He said, "Oh, Father, aren't we on the right path? Aren't we on the right guidance, on the path of guidance?" Imam said, "Yes." And Ali, his son, Ali Akbar, said, "Then la nubali bil maut." Therefore, it's not a problem. Death is not a problem. We are glad, we are happy, we are graceful to be on the way of guidance, and we don't care for death. That is the thing. And this is the way the pious ones can be determined, that they have pleasure in guidance and they have hatred for greed. They hate greed and greediness. They are not greedy for the worldly things, and because the goal is beyond this world loses its values for them. Therefore, they hate greed for the benefits of this world. These are some of the characteristics. We continue the rest of it in other segment of our program. Please make sure you are with us in the following segment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه
صلي على صلِّ على